We praise Ahayah for everything. We just give him all the praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving. Yes, praise Ahayah for everything.
Praise Ahayah.
Praise Ahayah.
Through Yeshua.
Through Yeshua. Praise him every day.
Praise
Ahayah
through
Yeshua. Praise Ahayah through Yeshua. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil to a right or on there. Remember that, people, because Satan wants you, but he's not going to win.
Nope, he's already lost the battle.
That's right.
You just got to remind him of it.
Tell him to look in the back of the Yassat. And tell him.
If you don't have one of those, you can get one.
Through Amazon.
And it's Yasat.
Which is the Yasha Ahayah Scriptures, a laptop.
Write it down. Seek and you'll find. Knock and Ahayah will open the doors.
And you can go to ahayah.com and you can order it.
You sure can. Or you can go to ahayahuuki.live.
Or .net. Ahayah.net, and that's the assembly.
There's so many ways you can find this scripture book. And it's from the KJV, but it's the clean version.
That's right. With all the pagan names taken out.
We really enjoy reading it, but there may be some reads even better than that. And if there are, we pray Ahayah would help us to find them.
Yeah.
Because this book is the best book ever that we've read. Besides
that's right.
The Essene Gospel book that we're reading.
And
we're going to read more books, Ahayah willing.
That's right. And Shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise.
Much shalom from Texas. We are in Texas today, down by McKinney. Yeah.
And down by Blue Ridge. And
yeah. And so we just praise Ahayah and
Yeshua for everything. And if you hear some meow, meow, we're right by the highway.
Instead of a train track, now we're by a highway. So we don't hear the trains, but we hear cars. And it's beautiful where we are. It's a little farm, too. And
it's a big farm.
Well, yeah, it's compared not a huge farm, though, but compared to the other farm. So if you all listen to us, you know that we share here, it's a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And so we sometimes share a little bit ourselves. So,
yeah.
You know, we also would love to hear from you all at 407-476-7163.
And we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio. And we also have a Mixler station, too. And that's where we have the live broadcast where you could be on the phone with us for 3 hours if you call and while we're live. And like she said, the number is 407-476-7163.
And you can even text the number. if you think you can talk longer than 3 minutes, or you don't want to call back perhaps and say more, you can text a lot more. But we love the calls. We play them back on the line, and we go in and do a special broadcast, and or either next time we do a broadcast, we'll bring you up to date on text and calls that have came in for the last day. And then, like, you know, my husband said, you can, you know, catch us live on Mixler and call in and be able to talk for 2 or 3 hours. If you, you know, would like to maybe bring a message, share a testimony, a praise report, you might have a prayer request.
Or want to be in a discussion with us, like on, like some of them do, where they have in someone call that would be on there with them in the broadcast.
Yeah, we would love that. We would love to have some on the broadcast and us talk about the, especially the one of the books.
Yeah.
What is that book? The Seal Portion. You know, I'd really like to have a discussion on the sealed portion for those of us that are new to this. We're new to the sealed portion, whereas we've been knowing about the KJV and finding out it's not really, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff messed around with in there.
Yeah.
And so we've got Brother Timothy Sorsdahl that done a wonderful cleanup
of the yes app.
Yes. So we have to search the scriptures, don't we?
Yes, we do. We got to search them, and that way a good workman, you know.
And we have to also, in this day especially, well, as we did not know in times past, but we really need to keep the whole armor on.
Yes, we do. Because without the full armor, you're going to be in big trouble.
Because we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Just like Psalm 23 says.
You know, if we didn't have the armor, what in the world? If I didn't know, you know, my spiritual father, you know, Almighty Father Ahaya,
yeah,
and our Savior, you know, and for those of you that know other names, you know, we used to go by the Jesus one.
And those of you that knew us. And we used to go by Yeshua too.
Yeah, and the Yeshua, we did that.
And we did Jesus Yeshua. That way we made sure we got both the English name and the...
And we found out that that wasn't it either.
That it is Yeshaya.
So there's a lot, you know, that we've brought into the light from this broadcast platform, which used to be Anchor Radio, and now it's Spotify.
For podcasters.
But it's still Anchor.
Yeah.
And so all of our past broadcasts are there in the archives. And you can go in there and listen if you'd like to. And really, you'd be fed.
That's right. And it would be, and you look in, Repent Radio is the name of our broadcast.
And this number is 407-476-7163, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can sure use that number anytime you'd like with a call or text. And we love it when you do that. Ahaya loves it because we share it with the whole world. And it just fills up, you know, and edifies. And, you know, it's just amazing.
That's right. It is. And Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. Ahaya is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yes.
For his name's sake.
For his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil. For thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
See? What's the rod and the staff? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thy rod can be chastisement. And
the staff?
Be like the
Moses' staff?
Yeah.
Because we have a staff too, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. We found us a staff, didn't we? It's a piece of dried wood that James and I, we made us a staff. And we spray painted it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And then we had one, Shiloh. We need to call there and check on them. Shiloh was a young girl that, a young woman, and a believer. And I don't know if she knew we had, I think she did. She saw our staff.
Yeah.
Outside. Because when we park different RV places, we leave our staffs outside the RV. And she was making a beautiful one, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And brought it and showed it to us. So, and then she had messages for us. Y'all can listen to it in the archives.
Yeah, because I think we had it in there a couple of years, a year ago.
Yaya's. Check it out in Bainbridge, Georgia. If you're ever out traveling around that area, Yaya's RV Park. They're very sweet people. And helped us out in our time of needing a place. And so we keep them in our prayers.
Yes, we do. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Ahayah forever. And praise Ahayah. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Because Ahayah is with us.
Yes.
And we're going to be in, well, first we're going to go to 1 Peter 5:8.
And we're on the road again, everyone. James, you didn't tell them that we're on the road. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
We said we're in Texas.
Oh, yeah, we left Oklahoma.
And we're in Texas right now over by McKinney. And
we're not sure.
We're getting the motorhome finished up right now.
Yes.
And then we'll be traveling. So in the next few days, praise Ahayah, we'll be getting back to where we...
So keep us in prayers, and thank you everyone that does pray for us. And Ahayah knows our every need, and we ask him to lay it upon the hearts of the listeners that that they would know also.
Yeah.
And so we just thank Ahayah in advance in the mighty name of Yeshua.
In the mighty name of Yeshua, in agreement. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil,
he's a roaming around.
as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the Elohim of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Messiah, Yahshua, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. But right here where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And he's looking and he's seeking to do that.
He is, all the time.
And right now, Ahayah is allowing it. Let's go back to Job, because right now we're under what you call like testing grounds. Okay, we're going to go through both Job chapter 1 and 2. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared Elohim and eschewed evil. Think about this, y'all. This guy named Job was perfect and upright. He feared Ahayah. And he eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. So this guy who, Job, had all this substance. He was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed Elohim in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. He was so upright that he wanted his children to be. He would sacrifice for them so that they could be.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Now, there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Ahayah, and Satan came also among them. Well, so the sons of Elohim, that would be the angels, went to meet Ahayah. Satan also went with them. Now, what is this about? We'll find out. Satan being with the sons of Elohim. And Ahayah said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered Ahayah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Okay, let's go to 1 Peter 5:8. that we just
read. Listen, coyote. Oh, I love to hear that. That's why the dogs are barking. The coyotes. They think they can get to some of the livestock, probably.
Where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Like right here it says, he was going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down it. And Ahiah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth Elohim and escheweth evil? So Ahiah's asking Satan about, what do you think of this man, you know, Job?
Right.
And stuff. One that fears him and eschews
evil.
What
do you think about this fellow?
Yeah. Then Satan answered Ahiah and said, doth Job fear Elohim for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. What he's saying, everything that he's got, you gave to him, you know. You put a hedge up, haven't you put a hedge of protection on him and everything else? Take it off of him, you know. He's saying, and his substance increased in the land, he said. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee in your face, you know. And Ahiah said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. All the things that he hath is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Ahiah. Think about that. Ain't that sort of like, okay, look at this man, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Satan saying, well, he'll curse you in the face if you take everything away from him and stuff. So Ahiah said, well, go for it, you know. Just don't put your hand on him.
Right.
Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Ahiah. This is, everybody needs to learn this.
I wonder how many really take the time to really just sit and have a read and a discussion and let the Ruach Kadosh show you really the light in there, the truth. You know?
Not many that
I know. Because, I mean, I was like that at one time. I'd just be like, you know, I just read it and never really comprehend. And then I'd start praying, you know. I was like, I'm not really understanding this. And I wanted to. So I think it's, do you want to also?
Yeah.
So when I wanted to, then I began to pray to help me.
And then it started coming to you.
So
and there
every
was
time,
a day. Yeah.
We always pray before we start our broadcast.
And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So now the Sabaeans fell upon their oxen and asses, you know, that were feeding and plowing, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And that one said, I am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of Elohim is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camel and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine at in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So not only his stuff, but his children were killed.
Yes.
You know, Ahijah allowed Satan to put on them, but couldn't mess with Job himself.
Right.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. So with all this going on, he still just, he rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Mm-hmm. Ahijah gave, and Ahijah taken away. Blessed be the name of Ahijah. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Elohim foolishly. So, you know, Satan was tripping when he seen that. And in all that, Job did not sin. And he didn't charge Ahijah foolishly either. Now, Job chapter 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Ahijah. And Satan came also among them to present himself before Ahijah. So here goes again, you know, you've got the sons of Elohim and then Satan with them again. And Ahijah said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered Ahiah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Yeah.
Seeking whom he may devour, you know.
That's right. What are you saying?
And Ahiah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth Elohim and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. So think about this. So Ahiah was sort of like, what do you think of him? You tried to get me to ruin him, you know. And he still held fast his integrity, although thou moves me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered Ahiah and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Think about this, you know, he's saying here, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And Ahiah said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of Ahiah and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among the ashes. But now he smote, you know, he was smote with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse Elohim and die. Think about that. His wife tells him to curse Elohim and die. Mm-hmm. But he spake unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkle dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. And that's all we're going to read on these two chapters. That's the end of chapter 2. We're just sort of like letting y'all know that y'all, everyone's getting tried and tested. We're not talking about tempted, like temptation, but we're to strive to be like Yeshua. And the only way that we could win these tests and stuff that we may get into is through Yeshua, the one who died for us on the tree at Calvary. Mm-hmm. And we need to repent of our sins and get baptized in the names of Ahayah, Yeshua, and the Barak Kadash for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers.
That's right. And if you need to be married too, if you're a man and a woman.
Yeah, because you don't want to commit fornication and adultery. So you need to be married.
You all, you know, we do a lot of ministry also on social media, especially on Facebook platforms. We have a lot of pages and groups there. And I don't know what's happened, but my phone, I've got a platform and do, you know, because we've got so many that they put us on that business suite. And so now it's this two-factor authorization, you know, and there it won't let me, I can't log in on my phone, but I'm pretty sure I can on my computer.
Oh, okay. Have you though today on the
computer?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure I can. I mean, I can check real quick, but I know I can log in on my computer, but I couldn't from my phone. And it's wanting me, and it won't send me the code that I need to my phone number. So not only did we see that I'm having difficulty, but there's others as well.
Yeah, because a lot of people said a lot of Facebook was shut down last night, so don't know.
This happened to me when I tried to log on for the first time today.
Anyways, people, we all need Yeshua in our lives,
so
and then keep the commandments too, because Satan is roaring around like a roaring lion. He's walking to and fro, seeing who he can devour. So don't let him devour you. And we need to keep the full armor on too.
I'm thinking I might uninstall my app on my phone, because I'm in here fine. I'm logged in into my Facebook on my computer, but from my phone I'm not able to log in without getting a code. I mean, it's very strange. So I'm going to uninstall the app, everyone.
On the phone, not
right
from the computer.
No, there's no need from the computer. I just said it's fine. It's just,
yeah, you may just maybe the app. You may just take the app off and then get back on the app.
I don't know why I have to have an app anyway. But I mean, we do. We have apps.
Yeah, because they come with the phone.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, but things will be okay.
Ephesians chapter 6, because this is important, because the only way you can fight Satan and the evil. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Ahayah and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole
armor of Ahayah, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Huh?
Yeah. Because you won't be able to any other way. Mm-hmm. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
And against
powers.
And against
the rulers of the darkness of this world.
And against
spiritual wickedness in high places.
And against
wherefore, take unto you
the whole
armor of Ahayah, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done
all
to stand, stand
ye therefore,
having your loins girt about with truth.
With truth.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And
your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
And
above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All the fiery darts.
Some of the fiery darts?
No, that's all of them.
You sure not one or two? We're sure it's all the fiery darts. And take.
That's what you have to do.
Yep, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of
Ahayah,
yep. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
And watching thereunto.
And watching.
With all perseverance.
With all perseverance.
And supplication for all saints.
For all saints.
Yep. Praise Ahayah. Through Yeshua. And that's what we need to do. So the armor is truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and sword, which would be the word of Ahayah. So salvation and the word of Ahayah. Mm-hmm. And prayer. Because we're to pray always.
Yes. For all saints.
Yep.
And watch.
Therefore, yep. Always.
So that's what we're supposed to be doing for each other.
Watch and pray. And when your mind
sounded worthy to escape.
Yeah. And when your mind gets attacked, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Ahayah to the pulling down of
strongholds.
Strongholds can be bad habits, could be like cigarettes could be a stronghold.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Cussing. can. I mean, just about idolatry can. I mean, even cell phones can. Even cars can. You get a fancy car and you just want to go cruising all the time. And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Messiah. There's times cuss words would just come to your mind to try to trick you into saying. And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Messiah. So we should be taking every thought captive, like I was saying a second ago. Yeah, sometimes cuss words would be trying to come out, like get you to say it.
Yeah.
And then get you to try to
sometimes
think,
as
you think if so you are, you might as well, you know. Because Satan will put thoughts
in
your head.
Truth. It's terrible.
Or you'll hear a lot of people cussing, and
that's
why
we got to cast down those things before they do come out.
Yeah.
We need to hide this word
into our hearts.
Make it come forth, you know, and that's what we have to do to get through this wicked place.
And if y'all heard like a little ruckus a minute ago, we had
said,
to stop the
My
broadcast.
Son came in with his headlight on, of his headlight on his head, because he's got a little farm. Well, that's what I was going to say earlier, too. You know, the other was the youngest daughter that had the little farm. And if you all listen, we told in the archives where they sold all their little farm, because they didn't want to do that anymore. But then we're on another bigger farm now. That, yeah.
At her oldest son.
The oldest son. And he's helping us, and it's just wonderful to be here and see him as we're passing through Texas. From time to time, we get to see family when we pass through the towns.
Yeah.
We saw James's brother I'd never met, and his niece I had never met, and another niece I had never met. So we're meeting family members as we go along. For you that don't know, James and I got married in 2019.
Same year we both came to Ahia and Yeshaya.
Mm-hmm. And we had known each other since 2014.
Facebook by person 2015.
Right. But we met on Facebook in 2014.
Yep. Praise Ahia, and I'm glad I met her. Praise
I'll tell you what, it's been a battle though, y'all. You know, this day and age, and then I already had 4 children, you know, and James had never been married, never had any children. So it's been an interesting walk.
Yes, it has.
But we're making it, and we just, you know, believe in Ahia and Yeshaya, and we make it through and love one another and just, you know, stand and endure and tell everyone, and it all works together.
Yes, it does.
And if they don't want it, then you just don't push it on them, but you love them anyway.
Yeah.
And then you go on to the next town.
Yeah. And go and
tell people. Tells us. We just go from city to city, from state to state, and
preaching the gospel to every creature.
Sometimes we stay in one place for a few months, sometimes a few days, sometimes one night.
But we try to make sure that the message gets out.
And we're standing on the streets holding signs and giving out tracts. And we would love to meet you all out there, any one of you that we're so close to so many, and the highest blessed us so much that we hope to cross many of your paths. And
that's right.
Not, you know, not only on this earth, but in the kingdom to come. You know?
I will be done.
Ooh, I can't wait to meet y'all in the kingdom. Ooh, I just can't wait. Can you?
No, I can't wait.
Even meet them here is just fine, but meeting them in the kingdom would be even better.
Yes, it would.
Like praise I can name a few. Elder Rikarshiar, Elder Laya, Elder Ayal, Sister Kimda, who else? We've already met like Doski and Jessica, yeah, and WC and
Ed.
And let's see, in Georgia, we baptized Tina, and we met Tina. And so there's been some, we're not here to, you know, share that. We'd have to really think about it, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a few. And if you all need to be baptized, we would do that for you, or find somebody that could, we would hope.
Yeah. If we can't do it, yeah.
Yes.
I know those beans are smelling good.
I'm making some dip too, some of our favorite dip with avocados and onions and tomatoes.
Praise the Hand.
Praise
and you. Y'all give us a call at 407-476-7163. And praise Ahayah. It's been a good day. And yes, we are. And like we said, we're right by in a highway or an interstate.
Yes, a highway. Who's that, I reckon? James? We forgot to put our curtain up, but it's okay.
Well, I didn't put it up yet because I didn't know if he was coming back or not.
Well, it's fine.
And it takes part of it down.
I just saw headlights and I didn't know who it was.
But praise the high you.
Must have been the flag. Probably somebody dropped Junior off, my grandson.
Anyways, keep us in prayer.
And thank you for praying for us, too.
Yes, thank you for praying for us, but keep us in prayer about getting a couple of things done.
Yes, and don't forget that you can call in as well for prayer. Or a praise report, or a testimony, or bring a message at 407-476-7163. And that number is available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yes, it is.
And you can text it or call it with your praise reports and your prayer requests, your testimonies. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. We'll praise and have a good old time if you call that number, 407
847-671-6363.
And you can reach a lost soul. Shine the light in this dark world. Help us. Meet up with us when we go through these different places if you'd like to.
And at the end of the book of Job, if you'd look, when he went through all of what he did, he got double for his trouble. Mm-hmm. For all of that that came up against him, that Ahayah blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters more.
Wow. So he had 9 more children.
10 more. 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Oh. And he already had some, didn't he?
Yeah, they died. The others, they were
right.
Killed.
Mm-hmm.
When he lost everything. So I was just letting them know, you go through all that, start and keep praising the higher like he did. Don't give up and cuss him and stuff.
That's an illustration, you know, to show you that no matter what happens,
praise the higher.
He is with us.
Yes.
And he shows us that through that story of Job, how he is with us.
Because when you're being tested, he gives you a way of escape.
And he just, you know, he wanted to use Job as an example to show us how we could escape.
How that if he endured, we could, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
we're going to eat some supper here in a minute.
Praise Ahayah.
I'm very hungry.
Like it says here, blessed is the man who endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Ahayah has promised to them that love him. And it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Ahayah. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil.
Well.
Neither tempteth he any man. He didn't tempt Job. Satan just attacked Job, you know. He said, he's in your hand to do, just don't take his life and but just think that with the higher, you can do all things, but without them, you can't. We all need Yeshua in our lives. And y'all have a blessed evening in Yeshua's mighty name. And maybe we can do a Mixler in a little bit.
Much love, everyone, and much shalom.
Shalom.
We sure will try.